Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, John 1, 19 to 28. Overcoming fear. Make the decision. In John the Baptist, we see the figure of a man who faces a situation assuming his mission and his purpose in the world. Today you have to make a decision in order to face that fear that appears in your life. Yes, you have to make a decision. You don't let anguish get in your way. With a new year come new decisions, and of course it turns everything upside down, but you have to cheer up because you cannot continue this way. Either you decide or life will press you to decide. And when life pressures you to make a decision, you seem to have less time each time. 2, prepare and face. This is what follows after making a decision. Once you make a decision, you have to prepare, take a breath of air, and face the situation. Prepare for new things and what they imply for your life. Prepare as a mother or a father to speak to your child, as a husband or wife to speak to your partner, or as a priest or religious to speak before your community. Learn to prepare yourself and to face things, just like John the Baptist makes it clear who he is and what corresponds to him and what does not. If today you have to cut something off, prepare yourself and face it. But if today you have to take a step in your life towards something or someone, prepare yourself and face it. It is at this stage where there will be more contradiction in you, but once you take the step, you will feel you are the freest being on earth. 3, enjoy and learn. Once you have made the decision and you have faced the situation, you have to enjoy and learn. Once you have decided and have prepared yourself to face it, you are able to continue with your life. Even from failure, you can obtain something good. That is why, when you face something with fear, once you take the step, you will be able to enjoy and learn. John enjoys seeing how many people discover God and how their lives change with Jesus. He also learns to see that his path is in another direction, in another space, different from that of Jesus. It is another story. Today you have to enjoy life because fear made you forget what you are here for and where you are going. But you also have to learn that life goes on and that the step you will take will leave you with a great teaching. This is, as far as I go in this audio, the decision of your life is in your hands, not mine or anyone else's. Even God gave you the gift of freedom. Decide, prepare yourself, and face the situation. Enjoy and learn. These are the steps you must take to direct your life towards eternal happiness. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.